Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Prepares. Dr. Richard Allen Miller's with us. Rick, we know a gal, a middle-aged gal, whose husband is an over-the-road trucker. He drives one of those big rigs, 18-wheelers. And the report that we got in the last few days from her is that her husband said that the 18-wheelers have now received an approval from the federal government to increase the weight of the over-the-road trucks so they can fill them with more, you know, more goods. And the weight is up from the, you know, the standard limit that was imposed so they can ride heavier. Now, that means they're going to take longer to slow down, class. That means that they're going to be harder to control. But that's what the government wants to do. Why? Because there's a shortage of truckers right now. And truckers are, you know, not feeling well as well as other people are not feeling well. But it's worse than that. What's happening is as restaurants are being forced to close and as restaurants are being forced to limit the number of occupants or patrons, there are fewer and fewer places for these truck drivers to stop and eat. Now, a lot of them bring meals with them, but what's happening is the restaurants don't want the truckers there because the truckers have been places that the restaurant employees don't know about, where they come from, who they touch, you know, those kinds of things. Are they bringing the coronavirus with them? So what the truckers are doing now is they're going to supermarkets, and they're buying things to eat, and they're making their own meals for consumption in the trucks. However, the supermarket people don't want the truckers in the supermarkets either because they don't know where the truckers have been. So what's happening is people are saying, bring us our toilet paper, but don't come into our restaurants and supermarkets. That's happening right now. Any comments, Rick?
So there it is. They're messing across the board, and it has nothing to do with the virus itself. It's an excuse to impose martial law.
Well, we can feel martial law coming. But Rick,
here it is. Right now, right here, right now.
Rick, are you saying that this virus is not something to be concerned about?
No, it's not. What's to be concerned about are the people's response to it. That is something to be concerned about.
Doctor,
and how individuals in a position of power will use that fear to their own ends for control.
Okay, Fiat Chrysler, General Motors, and Ford have all shut down for a few weeks.
What do you think that's going to do to individuals and their stress of no incomes?
It's going to
make them sick. Are we going to blame that on the virus so the whole thing spirals?
Well, it will spiral. It will spiral because, as we mentioned earlier in the broadcast, hour number one, it's pick one. Save the economy or save the people. That's what it is. And
doing the exact opposite. Right. And really, agriculture is what made this country great, not guns and Bibles. Guns and Bible are what they, you know, most Midwest would say, you know, my Bible and my pistol are what saved me. And really, it was American agriculture. And as soon as each of us begin our own victory garden and herbal pharmacy is when this country will begin to regain its original strength. And that's that. Simple as that.
Rick, there are drive-through or drive-up testing areas popping up across the country. And what hospitals are doing when they get calls, this is what's beginning right now. When hospitals get calls like Uncle Joe's sick, and he's not feeling well, and okay, what are the symptoms? Well, if the patient presents the symptoms of this dry cough, fever, and labored breath, maybe hypoxic, turning blue, they'll say, the hospital will tell them to go to this drive-up clinic where they will be swabbed and tested. And actually, it's not a clinic. It's more like a drive-through fast food joint. And they will get the test. It will be swabbed. It will be sent in. And 3 or 4 days later, it will come back. And then we'll know whether the patient has the coronavirus or not. Now, if the patient has it, I guess the only treatment is really hydration and a ventilator if the patient can't breathe at all. But there is no injection, there's no serum, there's no antidote.
It doesn't work like that. That's the whole thing that people misunderstand. It is about immunization. It's about staying healthy in the first place. And if you're healthy, this virus means nothing any more than you getting a common cold or a common virus flu. And how many people do you know have the flu right now? And how many people had the flu last year that you know about before coronavirus? And you'll find that the ratios are the same. They're not increased. They've not decreased. They're the same. So what makes this one a bigger deal? The media. And as far as I'm concerned, I've had enough of media. I don't even know anymore who's trying to do the right thing. Really, I really don't. And someone like myself trying to report to you, I make mistakes. And what I try not to do is make the same mistake and vet my instinct and my knowledge base. And really, we have no problem with the flu. Even if you got this virus, you're going to kick it off simply. Just like only what literally, if you look at the figures correctly, 1% have died from this flu, not 30%. Now, if it's 1%, that's the same as it is in a period when nobody is getting ill and you still have deaths from flu and pneumonia. So what makes this different? The media and the public's response to the media and the fear of what might happen. And really, this is the most important thing I'm going to say today. Man, woman, has a responsibility for the thoughts they choose to entertain. You are bringing it on yourself. And you are being coerced like hypnosis. They're fooling you. And the bottom line is, if you choose not to be fooled, watch what happens next in your health. The mind's eye is more important than any other thing going on right now. What you think is going on, that's what's creating the apocalypse. And once you get that, I'm living very good. I just don't allow people into my home anymore that I don't know where they were from. I'll go outside and meet them outside of my home. I don't let them come inside. I should have been doing that 10 years ago.
It's a great feeling, isn't it? Isn't it a great feeling when people just don't show up and interrupt your the things that you want to do?
Yeah, I had a friend that was flying in to Medford to do some business, and then she wanted to say, is it possible I come over for a couple of days and spend the time with you? And we would love to have her do that, except the fear now of her being stuck here because she can't go back to California under quarantine.
Okay, so I've heard two stories of people I know. These are people I know, and I've heard from a third person that, and these people don't know each other. So one went to Mexico for a business purpose, and the other went to Mexico for a business purpose, and it's difficult for them to get back. You know, one went to go buy a collection of art. You know, it was available. And he hopped on a plane, went there, and can't get back. Another one went to Mexico for a different reason, can't get back. And they weren't thinking that, geez, you know, before I go, am I going to be able to get back? I know another guy that went on an airplane. He went halfway across the country, actually two-thirds of the way across the country, and I don't know if he's going to get back. So, you know, travel is kind of a risky thing right now. And I believe, and I may be wrong about
this. Not because of the virus, it's because of the fear of the virus.
Well, you know, there was a series called The Walking Dead, which I assigned as homework. And after The Walking Dead was released, that series, there was the next series called Fear, The Walking Dead. Interesting that you bring that up. Well, here's the impact that as I see it. So the traditional funeral, a person dies, and this would be like last year maybe, and for 100 years before that, someone dies, there'd be a funeral, and people would go and they would mourn. And you'd try to console the family member that was closest to that person who died. Well, that's kind of not looking so well now. So we're not having funerals where there are large gatherings of people to mourn. We're not having graduations where a whole bunch of people watch the graduates, the newly graduated, walk across the stage. Weddings. I talked with one of our instructor's spouses, and I heard that one of the family was going to be in the wedding party, like the best man. And he can't go because he doesn't know if he can get back, or he doesn't know if it's safe to go. So now that wedding is being postponed. People are not going to church because the fear of large gatherings. People are not going to concerts. People are not going to sports arenas. People are not going to venues where they are spectators, like car races and basketball games and baseball games, etc. So gatherings that used to be popular and common are now not happening the way they used to. So there is a tremendous reaction. Now, it's not just in Oregon or New York City. This is happening worldwide. So, Rick, how do you describe how, if this thing is really not real and it's really not dangerous, that governments and corporations across the globe are reacting with, we're going to shut down. Google shut down its offices. Apple has shut down all of its stores. Okay, supermarkets are restricting who goes in when. Sam's Club is doing the same thing. Stores and online outlets are out of lots of products. How do you describe why that is if this is not a real...
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771.
for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Dr. Richard Allen Miller is with us. So, Rick, how is it possible that this was orchestrated worldwide such that just about every government on the planet is involved with shutting down businesses, telling businesses that they cannot operate, closing restaurants, closing borders, this is collapsing our social fabric. And I'm not saying our social fabric was all that great, but it's collapsing. And in one small speck of an example is the National Association of Broadcasters Convention, which I did attend many, many years ago in Las Vegas. The attendance was over 100,000, and that has been canceled. That was scheduled to be next month. So this is a big deal canceling that because there's a lot of money lost just in doing that. So Las Vegas is shut down. FrontSight, the gun training camp, has been shut down for now because they are in Nevada, and Nevada has told businesses that they will not have large gatherings. So how is it that all these countries have and seem to agree to do this if it's not real? Or is it real?
It's fear of need for change in the way we do things, the way we build our automobiles, the way we eat our food, the way we greet our friends, the way we conduct business on a day-to-day basis. The earth will never be the same as it was. What's basically happening is that we are going back to a more simple way of life before four airplanes.
Well, airplanes are one of the best ways of spreading the coronavirus worldwide.
That's what I'm trying to say. Because it isn't about the coronavirus and spreading it. It is now everybody has a fear of this concept of pandemic, just like they had a fear of nuclear radiation. And so it didn't really change a lot of things because the nuclear power plants are still being used on the New Madrid fault line.
Yeah, and
you want to talk about serious problems, there's one right there staring everybody in the face, and nobody is talking about it because they're afraid of a virus that may or not, they might get it. How many times have you ever had a flu?
Just a few.
And did you, at those times, ever have a fear of dying?
No, but
why?
Because people weren't reported to be bleeding out of all kinds of orifices as a result.
Yeah, but they're not bleeding out of orifices now either, so what's different?
Well, no, actually, I've read reports that they are.
No,
I've read
not.
Reports that...
That's absurd. It's like most people that are old usually die of pneumonia. They get something wrong with their body, and then their immune system cannot cope, and that's what usually takes you out, is pneumonia, not a bloody nose. Now, with that said, give me a break here. This is nuts. And everybody has a right to their opinion, just like they did with Bibles and the rest of it. And that is an okay thing. And what is going to come out of all of this is they need to change your lifestyle. And you already knew you needed to change. You just didn't do it. Now you have to. That's what this is going to do. It's going to change the way you interface like it did before airplanes.
Well, it's working beautifully.
As a metaphor.
It's working beautifully because travel's restricted. Airlines are on the verge of bankruptcy, probably a couple more weeks, and most of the airlines will be bankrupt because they're running on cash flow.
You can't even rent a car to drive somewhere right now.
Mm-hmm.
What they're doing with Hertz Rent-A-Car and other things like that is they'll deliver the car to your address now. This is all because you can't get on an airplane to go down into California. You have to rent a car. You can't rent a car because they're afraid of the disease. They can't, da-da-da-da. Look, the whole thing cascades down into changes in lifestyle. And we are at a crisis, and it is time to start thinking about our water.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
I would like to begin
by announcing some important developments in our war against the Chinese virus.
President Trump at a coronavirus briefing yesterday, calling it the invisible enemy, but expressing optimism that it will be defeated sooner than his critics expect. And he played down concerns the U.S. unemployment rate would skyrocket in the next few weeks. Trump did tell reporters,
"We inherited a very obsolete system. This was a system that was out of date, obsolete, or it was a system that was never meant to take care of the number of people that we're talking about, millions and millions of people."
Meanwhile, President Trump has signed into law a multi-billion-dollar coronavirus aid package. To Wall Street, where the Dow Jones Industrial Average has been down over 700 points in early trading today, firmly below the level it was at when President Trump took the oath of office. And this is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why should I have got your
take my
you got
me
for
2 seconds?
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Dr. Richard Allen Miller is with us. George in New Hampshire. Welcome. You're on with Rick.
Hi, Vincent. And hello, Dr. Rick. I just wanted to say, you mentioned something earlier in the broadcast about how the 100-year-old trees, even though they had their root system, the very soil or earth that they were in actually had turned to mud. And I think the same thing, the principle applies to us. There have been for years they've been softening us up with one outrageous thing after another, like in your face, something that turns the world upside down. They call black white and white black, and they're constantly stirring the pot so that people are running to and fro, not wondering, you know, running over here, running over there, running over there. But after a while, it destabilizes the person to the point where it gets them in, I think, a state of mind where when something like this comes along, they don't have the soil, the roots in that soil that will allow them to stand in the storm. And I'll just say this. This is a relative unknown in the sense that nobody really knows what escaped from that laboratory. But the tendency is that, that at least the pervading thoughts seem to think that it's military grade. But these are the times that test men's soul. And what I'm just saying, in other words, is that I have said this before, and Dr. Rick, there's a man right there in your community, the Foundation of Human Understanding at Tall Timbers Ranch. He discovered an ancient technique, and he put it up there for free, a 7-minute exercise, free, called Antidote, like Antidote for Poison, AntidoteForAll.com. And it's 7 minutes, and what it does is it makes you, just like the word stable, I looked up the meaning of the word stable, like the origins of it, and it just says constant, steadfast, virtuous. It's not a good thing, and I don't mean to be long-winded, I'll just say it's not a good thing to learn how to swim when you're drowning. But we're in a ship that is taking on water. Now, whether or not it goes down, whether it levels off, whether, you know, the pumps start pumping the water out. One thing's for sure, if you can stay in the moment and be centered, they don't teach you this. This is a lost art. But that exercise, observation exercise, will teach you how to stay in the moment, and you won't be looking backwards, you won't be looking forwards, you'll be looking right about you right here. AntidoteForAll.com. That's all I'm going to say, gentlemen. I know you have a lot to cover. God bless you. Bye-bye.
God bless you, George, and God help us. Rick, any comments?
You know, it's like that old parable or metaphor where the neighbor goes over to the farmer and he says, "This just happened. This is a good thing." And the farmer says, "We'll see." And then something awful happens. And then the farmer says, "We'll see." It is not a thing to react to, but to keep your center. And once you do that, you are the farmer. You're not jumping for joy, and you're not jumping from fear. You're walking in balance. That was Sun Bear. I remember that's the whole thing, to walk in balance and just watch what happens, not react.
Okay, so last growing season, we had massive flooding in the Midwest and in the grain-growing region, so crops were delayed and crops were ruined. Then we had problems growing beets and potatoes because of the flooding. And now what we're doing is we're saying, migrant workers, you're going to have to stay home because we've got the borders closed for now. And farmers are trying to tell us that without the additional help of the migrant workers, the crops will not be able to be planted, the yields will not be realized, and there will be another food shortage. Rick, do you want to discuss that?
Well, sure. You can. The whole thing is an opportunity to change our lifestyle to meet the current challenges. And all of it leads you back to becoming more sovereign. So actually, in a sense, this virus is actually a good thing because now you all are going to begin thinking about producing your own food. You should have been doing that last year. You should have been doing it 10 years ago. Now you have to do it. So realize it and enjoy the change.
We've been put on notice. We've all been put on notice worldwide about we're responsible for ourselves. And that, you know, just because there is 0 through 9 on the phone dial pad doesn't mean when you dial 9 and then 1 and then 1, someone's going to help you. That's something that's being found out right now. The police are now saying, you know what, we can't be everywhere and we're not going to be everywhere and we're not going to risk getting ill and dying because you have a problem. So we'll take your report over the phone. That's what's happening right now. So dialing 911 does not have the results that it used to have, oh, let's say, a few weeks ago. So now people are realizing that, you know, really they are on their own. That's something we realized a long, long time ago, that we are on our own. As long as we've been farmers, we've been on our own. So you need to have some medical knowledge. If someone gets cut, you know, you may go to the hospital, the emergency room, and you may find out that they can't help you because they're overloaded with people who are coughing and can't breathe and have high fevers as a result of the coronavirus. So you may find out that if you want to get some flour, if you want to get some sugar, if you want to get some wheat, if you want to get some powdered milk because you don't want to go to the store, you can find out that it's not available. So what is preparedness? Well, it's pretty simple. Preparedness is having what you need before you need it. That would be the skills, the tools, the spare parts, the ingredients, and the knowledge beforehand. That's what it is. And what we're finding, though, is what Kurt Wilson and I termed situational ethics and situational morality. So now what's happening is people are saying, yeah, but I know we agreed to do that, but things have changed, so all bets are off. That's another thing that's happening. Rick, what are your feelings about how honesty and integrity has been flushed down the toilet?
This is the difference between ethics and morals. Ethics is a moral man. I mean, an ethical man knows not to cheat on his wife. A moral man won't. When you begin to walk your talk, it can be exactly opposite my values, and you're not wrong. But you are following your own path. And that's what most people are not doing. They're not knowing what to do. They don't listen to themselves.
Okay,
once you
start to
do that, none of this makes much sense and is no longer a fear.
All right, let's talk about this. What would you do? What would you do if, someone came to your house to visit and you welcomed that person? And you said, you know what? I'll tell you what. For dinner, and let's say this is, over a month ago. Okay? When things were a little more normal as compared to how they're out of control now. So let's say a month ago or so. And this person came over, and this person, you knew this person. You knew her for a long time. You knew him for a long time. And you said, I'll tell you what, why don't we have some hamburgers for dinner? I'll go out to the store. Hey, you want to go with me? We'll go to the store, and we'll go to the supermarket, and we'll get some hamburger meat, and we'll get some rolls, and we'll get some pickles, and we'll get some potato chips, and we'll put them on the grill. What do you think? And the person says, that sounds great. But I'll tell you what, I'm just going to stay here. You go, and I'll help you cook when we get back. So you go. Your guest stays home at your house. And you find out later on that your guest went through your house. Walked around, opened doors, looked everywhere. How'd you feel about that? No answer?
Well, I don't understand. You mean, what would I do if I found somebody went through my things?
Yeah.
I would ask them to leave. And I have had people do that to me, and I've asked them to leave.
Okay. Now, what if you found out after the fact you know, a week later.
That's happened also. I would then not want them to come back anymore, and I would probably review my behavior in terms of allowing anyone into my home, which, by the way, is why I now no longer take people that I don't know into my home anymore.
Yeah, right, right. And we've done the same thing. So what I'm saying is, some people have different values from others. Now, I was taught when I was very young, my mom said, you know, children are to be seen and not heard. If adults are talking, you don't walk up and join the conversation when you're 10 years old. You know, you stay at a distance. You know, that's the protocol. That's the way it is. You know, you don't have to like it, but that's the way it is. And when you leave the kitchen table, you say, may I please be excused. You don't put your elbows on the table. You don't chew your food with your mouth open. You don't spit your food out on the plate or on the floor or on the table. I mean, you know, there's certain things you don't do. And you know, I was taught many of those, and I don't do them. But I guess what I'm saying is not everybody was taught this. And there are violations of these protocols, which I think are reasonable. Not the violations. The protocols are reasonable. And I would never dream of taking a stroll through someone's house. And I would never dream of staying in someone's house when the owner of the house was not there. I mean, I've been offered, let's take it to an extreme. So I know a guy who said, listen, we're going to be gone, and let me give you the keys to our house. And I said, absolutely not. I do not want the keys to your house. I didn't want the keys because I didn't want there even to be a perception or a hint of a thought that I might go into that house. I would not do it. I would not do it. Now, if a person said, we're going to be gone, would you mind, driving by, you know, while we're away for a week? I'd say, well, I'll drive by, but I'm not going in your house. I'm not going in any of your buildings. I will not do that. Because I think that that's a protocol that I would not violate. That's what I was taught. You don't snoop. You don't spy. You don't look under bathroom stalls. You don't look under girls' dresses. There's certain things you don't do. But yet, our morals have...
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNlive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com. We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Dr. Richard Allen Miller is with us. RichardAllenMiller.com. RichardAllenMiller.com. Rick, as a result of the Corona Panic, which is the name that I coined a long time ago about this, from the very beginning, I called it the Corona Panic. People have been told to go home, bring their computers, and work from home. And the internet has already experienced, at least according to my measurements here at the farm, has experienced about a 25% bandwidth reduction from what we used to see. Are you seeing that as well? Have you measured yours?
No, I'm not even, I've got other things that are more important to me. And by the way, just for all of you listening, I've got two brand new books that will be going up on my website for sale in the next week. One is on psychedelic mushrooms, a supplement to my original book. And the other will be on stress management, because that's how you get sick, when you have too much stress and you're not coping correctly. And this book will give you guidelines and rules on how to do that. It's something I wrote back in the 80s and never completed. And both of them will be going up on my site shortly, and then the Non-Local Mind, and then the Tarot book. All of those will be happening this year.
Are these books e-books, or are they physically printed?
I'm going to do the two as e-books. The one is in full color, identification of psychedelic mushrooms. And there is not any good book out there that's doing that. And I have just formed a corporation in Alberta growing psychedelic mushrooms for the government of Canada and the University of Israel. And what we're going to do is psychedelic mushrooms identification. So you can go into your own yard and identify what is what, as those mushrooms will be popping up everywhere.
What is the likelihood of finding psychedelic mushrooms in the typical...
you mean in Missouri and your tough eyes? High likelihood. There are so many different psychedelic mushrooms, and the good news is it is absolutely not illegal to either grow them or to have them on your person. It is illegal to sell them and or extract the chemistries.
Okay, so eating psychedelic mushrooms raw, what's the downside?
They're toxins, and what they do is cause the body to freak out and overproduce a look-alike neurotransmitter that causes you to hallucinate. When you do that with mushrooms, you are creating a resonant cavity oscillator that dialogues with subtle bodies outside the physical body, and that is where psyche into matter and placebo goes from 10% up to 60%. And that theory is now being used at Oxford and in the Netherlands as the primary understanding of how psychedelic mushrooms help heal people. It isn't the mushroom that does it. Again, it's the body. And it's like taking a toxin that has a similar look-alike neurotransmitter. That's how it works.
So are you saying that the psychedelic mushrooms heal because people in their minds believe that they're being healed? Is that what you're saying?
It turns out that the current way physics is now explaining things is that the laws of physics change with altered states of consciousness. And now these various altered states become tools in a toolbox for the next stage in the evolution of man becoming something more.
Are you saying that Newton's laws don't apply?
Gravity and the Earth, no, that's right. There's no such thing as gravity. The Earth sucks.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just kidding.
How do you explain that? So, the laws of physics.
Well, you mean gravity?
Yeah, that's one.
That's
sure.
A different thing altogether. That would take me half a day to explain. Basically, you know, when people ask me, is the Earth flat or is it round? The correct answer is yes, because space is a construct in man's mind. It's not real. And it is an assumption based on the fact that man is extremely limited. For example, in physics, you always start with assumed truths. The shortest distance between two points is a straight line. When you look over at a fence, and you look at that fence and you say, well, it's brown, you have made an assumption because you cannot see the other side of the fence. That's the limitation of science.
Some people might say the shortest distance to profanity is closing your thumb in a car door.
I love it. It's time we start having fun with this thing.
It's tough. It's tough in this environment.
Metaphysical University for Children. Because it's time our children that are smarter than our adults take over this political crap that's going on.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.